coming to you live from the Geek.io studios. We're clogging your inner tubes full of nerds. This is the Geek.io show.
Transform and roll out.
With your hosts, CJ and Rachel Vogt. Jared Azevedo. With mad support from our producer, Jared Brudlong.
Hold on to your butt.
Here we go.
All right. Welcome to Geek.io, episode 42.
Don't know if I'm elated or gassy, but I'm somewhere in the zone.
This Geek.io Network podcast is brought to you in...
Shut up, Budlong.
That wasn't me, for reference. That was CJ not knowing how to use a soundboard.
Like that's something new.
You say it like it doesn't happen every time I use a soundboard. I'm CJ Boat.
I'm Jared Azevedo.
I'm Rachel Boat.
I am not looking at the right doc. Jared Budlong.
I'm Dale
your name by now.
I wasn't sure who was next.
You've been next for this. You've been in the same place for the last 42 episodes.
I wasn't looking at the doc. I follow instructions.
You've been in the same
You come after the one who usually doesn't have the doc open.
Okay, so I got confused because Rachel said her part. There. Is that better?
There you go.
Is that better? Okay.
Fair enough.
Hey, no. We're not blaming this on me tonight. That's all you.
You may not want to take it, but I'm going to dish it out. So, anyway.
Just remember.
Hey, Raul's there, too. Hi, Raul.
Yes, Raul Caffeinated Garza.
Yeah.
And you didn't bring me any?
He has caffeine. I have alcohol. We're good to go. Woo!
Oh, I have neither. This is no fun.
And I have Minnie Mouse with mystery drink in it.
I have coffee.
I have woodchuck, pumpkin hard cider, and buttercream icing cake. Good to go.
I have some woodchuck down in the fridge. I should go get that.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Oh.
Give me some of that.
The TMS cup. Like that's awesome.
No, the frog pants.
Oh, is it frog pants or TMS?
Uh-huh.
Oh, frog pants.
It's frog pants. Yes, I'm drinking out of my frog pants.
This podcast not related to Frog Pants Studios.
Not affiliated technically, but we still love them.
Yes.
But we still worship them as podcasting
as
gods.
As podcasting gods.
As slight gods.
Yeah, they
not really.
From throwing
not really. Not really, maybe. Maybe not, no. Not
maybe
really.
Just a little.
Probably.
Maybe just a little.
Thou shall not have false idols, so we worship Scott Johnson.
Whoa. CJ's quoting scripture.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what's going on.
I'm confused.
CJ, there will be no quoting scripture or I will go to sleep.
Budlong's going to start going on cursy rants now.
Well, and seeing that CJ didn't say this,
CJ's quoting
this is your weekly
so
dose of tech news and geekery.
I don't understand.
Your weekly dose of tech news and geekery, goodness. Episode 42 recorded the 12th of December 2013.
December. What time of month is
this? Is this like winter
really?
Miss?
All the all the things that I've said, and that's the thing to get you cackling like a schoolgirl?
Yes. Because I am a little schoolgirl.
This right, must be like winter emiss. I'm just saying.
Yes.
You know. Can we mark that? Dale saying I'm a little schoolgirl.
Oh, yeah.
Winter penis what?
For capture lately. We need to add something to that clip blitz.
Did you seriously just say winter penis, CJ?
No, it was winter emiss. It's a comic related...
No, that is not how that came off. That was totally going with that for the rest of the day.
That's what I said, so I don't...
That's a different type of Frozen. That's a different type of Frozen movie.
So that's what you've been doing lately. Okay.
Speaking of which, let's go ahead and get into that.
Whoa, what's it?
Whoa. We're getting into what now?
The next segment?
Oh, okay. Different train of thought there. Got it.
Right, we're getting into the weed of winter penis
right now. Sorry.
We're getting into the weed of
yeah,
penis,
still,
the winter penis.
Wiener penis.
Don't try to kill me tonight.
By the way, before we get started, we do have two Hearthstone keys to give away for people live in the chat room. If you are listening to this live, join our Twitch.tv chat room. You will have to follow the Twitch channel in order to win. One key will be given out before the mid show. The other key will be given out at the end of the show.
Wait a penis! I can't relate. That just came out of my mouth.
Oh my god.
And this is what happens when you
have a show title. I'm just saying.
I'm marking this that one happens. Also.
Yes, but we also started the show with three previous. Three titles already there.
Yeah.
One of which I am so totally 100% for.
This is what happens when you don't have guests on. Oh, by the way, Andrew Allen is sick, so sorry.
It's okay, we'll beat him up later.
Can we say boo? Because already... that's not cool.
Boo!
Yeah, I don't have that clip anywhere.
Going around, though, it's going around in Florida. Like, this is what happens every time December comes, is in Florida, it gets really weird because it'll be 85-50, 85-50, 85-50. And that's not highs and lows, that's highs each day. So...
Yeah, the lows are like, you know, 20s, 30s.
Yeah, exactly. The lows will be either, you know, 70s or 30s. So
it's, you know, 27 in the morning and 85 by 3 p.m.
Yeah, exactly. You're not wrong.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
hey, I live in southern Alabama. I know how it is. It's right. The same here.
Yeah, I mean, it's the same type of weather we have down here in Texas.
Tejas.
One day you... Yes. Texas.
Texas.
One day, 85, beautiful. That night, 28.
Welcome to living in the South, where you have the air conditioner on during the day and the heater on during the night.
Ding!
And people in North Carolina.
Don't you want to move here, everybody?
Air conditioning is what?
Yeah, but it's the same token, then you have people like me with the rule of, it's December, I'm not putting the fucking air conditioner on. Sweat.
No, I think I remember being probably in my teens, the first time I heard of a death from heat stroke because someone didn't have air conditioning in their house. And I was like, where the heck are you? Like, what? How are you in the U.S. and you don't have AC? And I didn't realize that it's not a thing except in the South.
There are people in Texas that are not Texas, but Phoenix that don't have that, don't have air conditioning. It's like, how can you live in Phoenix without air conditioning?
Not long.
No, yeah, you don't.
Dry
you wind up a statistic.
All right.
Moving on. Yeah, maybe Bud Long should push that button.
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah.
God damn it, Bud Long.
Gadgets, games, and gizmos.
I think we need to start a new drinking game, the drink every time CJ curses Bud Long.
Yeah, I forget to press a button. Yeah. That sounds good. Let's do that.
No, not just.
Do you want to kill my liver?
Yeah.
They coincide. Yeah. Every time I curse at Bud Long, or every time he forgets to push a button.
Oh, both of them.
So you have to take.
That's
you have to take two drinks.
Well, it's like the drinking game that we played during How It Stacks. Is JD's like drinking game that's been there since episode one, and how many times I fire everybody on this show?
The only person you haven't been fired. The only person you haven't fired is me.
I don't think I've ever fired Vito. I think I fired Rachel, and I'm about to fire her again because she has the notes up, and nothing is in the damn notes.
Fuck you!
Obviously, he doesn't read what I put in there. That's hilarious. Ha ha, Rachel.
There you go, something's in there.
No, I totally didn't read that, but I totally didn't read that, Dale.
That's good.
I completely did not read that. I just saw that there was writing there.
Wow. So, you guys.
Here's how to trick CJ.
Yeah. We have links to our show notes on every episode for reference. Go look at today's. It's pretty funny for Dale's. Dale, please leave. Just leave that there. Just leave it there. Put in parentheses anything you actually want to type, but leave that there. That's way too good.
Yes.
So who's going first?
So since CJ wants Rachel's to pick on first. Me, I will go first because I'm going to have to get up and finish making brownies in a minute because slack-ass motherfucker decided to tell me the day before they're having a potluck at his job that he needs me to make something for it.
Roll! How dare you!
You should make some magic brownies.
I'm like six states away. How can I do that?
Yeah. How does this work? Do they last through the mail?
Raul, if you ask me to make something for your job for the potluck the day before, I'd probably say, okay, sure, no problem, because you probably wouldn't have done it intentionally. My husband knew about this Monday and decided that he would put on the list at work something awesome other than myself.
Yeah, something awesome other than myself.
So he forgot to tell me that he needed awesome other than himself, which makes him incredibly not so much awesome. And the fucking brownies are beeping at me. So I'm going to do this from the kitchen. Woohoo! Bitch in the kitchen making brownies and doing podcasting. You guys love me.
Multitasking for the win.
It's a good woman.
Wait, wait. Do you have shoes on?
No, I do not. I do, however, have socks on.
What? Close enough.
Because my feet are fucking cold.
Close enough.
Close enough.
There ain't no bun in the oven, and there's not going to be for a while.
Whoa. Hey,
two out of three. Hey. Two out of three. Not
there's
bad.
Brownies in the oven. Close
there's
enough.
Brownies in the oven. They're not done yet. So, okay, what have I done this week? Obviously, I'm awake, which is a nice thing for a Thursday night, because for the last 3 weeks, I've fallen asleep on you guys.
No, you woke up. You stayed awake last week.
3 weeks. This has been going on for much longer than 3 weeks.
No.
3 weeks in a row.
There was one day that I actually canceled on you guys because I had that 72-page, 16,996-word fucking paper due. Not that I was counting the words. There was one week I didn't come on because I was legitimately sick. And then there was 3 weeks that I kind of did this thing. I just kind of kept talking and put my mic up, and yeah.
Yeah, the Doctor Who 50th episode. Yeah.
See, that wasn't my fault. Y'all had 3 hours. Tones. 3 hours.
That's a lot of 50 years of content to talk about. That's,
exactly.
We did pretty good compressing that to 3 hours.
Do you know how many seasons of Doctor Who I've actually watched?
I really hope it's at least one.
Not a full one.
Oh, my gosh.
No, you watched all of season 7.
I did watch all of... I don't know.
Yes, you watched all of season 7.
You tell me what I watch. I don't know what I watch.
You watch all of season 7.
Can I have a request on season 7? The second half I have not seen yet.
Oh.
I couldn't tell you what episodes that I've seen or from what seasons, Raul, so...
I keep trying to get her to sit down and watch the series, but she won't. She won't stay. She won't sit down for long enough for me to put it on.
She won't stay still.
No, exactly. See, I've had 16 weeks of sheer hell. I now have the next 3 weeks where I'm going to sit here going, "What the fuck am I going to do for the next 3 weeks?"
You should pull a JD and his wife and just watch every season in 3 weeks.
I don't think I can do that much.
Sure you
can.
Because it's different actors each time, so you don't really get tired of them. Yeah.
Oh, she's already yawning.
I'm going to start yawning.
She's already yawning.
Oh, she starts yawning.
Well, the kids were up at 6 o'clock in the morning.
There you go.
So I've been up since about 7.
Wait, so they got up at 6. You got up at 7? How does that work?
They crawled into bed with me and watched Cinderella on Disney Junior.
Okay. All right.
Yes, as you just heard, I am done with 16 weeks of hell for my first semester, and my lowest percentage was a 90... Do you remember what it was, CJ?
96, I think it was.
96 and change?
Yeah.
Was it 96 and change?
Yeah, that was your lowest one.
96.36, yes.
Woo!
96.36, 97.23, 99.2, 99.57, and 99.6.
Nailed it!
Perfect 4.0.
Hashtag nailed it!
Nailed it!
So, to you guys, I am so sorry for blowing you off the last, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, but now you see what the product of that has been.
You're excused.
Now,
had you not gotten a 4.0, it would not be excused.
If I got one, I had honestly prepared myself for 1B because I've got one class that's English speakers of other languages, and the professor taught us buttfuck nothing. And by buttfuck nothing, I mean we met in 16 weeks 4 times.
I thought you were saying he just gave you sage advice when traveling abroad. But...
Oh, no, his sage advice for traveling abroad was getting drunk in Mexico and coming home with a fucking broken foot.
Yes.
Really? Nice. You are classy.
Sounds like a Friday night.
Fantastic.
all of the classy.
So, yes, he went to Cozumel for some vacation, which he, of course, blew our class off for, and came home with a broken foot and was like, I was partying up. It's like, yeah, flipping retard. But I managed an A in there. I will take it. And no, it wasn't my highest graded class, although this is the same professor that I threatened to jump over the desk and punch in the face. Figure that one out.
So it was an A out of in intimidation.
Yeah.
He comes up to like okay, I stand 6'1". Everybody knows this, and obviously I've shrunk in the last year, so I'm not as overwhelmingly presence as I used to be. This man comes up to like my nose.
Nice.
And he's bald.
Hey.
And he's dumb.
Something wrong with no hair? Come on.
Yes, but see, you were balding. You chose to shave your head. No, he's straight up bald.
Oh, okay. Well, still.
And, you know, if there's one hair growing off that man's head, I'd be impressed, and it's probably gray.
That's not funny either.
Oh, you do remember I have a 3 and a 4-year-old, right?
I know. I'm joking. That's why I shaved it, because I'm tired of looking at everything, so I just cut it all off.
Poor Bud Law.
See, I've got friends that have shaved their head because of the same exact reason. At 22, he shaved his head because he had a receding hairline to here.
Yeah, this is totally off topic, but my dad off has traffic? Yeah, off traffic.
Off traffic.
Off traffic.
It's one off of those traffic.
One of those.
It's like some Gale
roads.
Would say.
It's one of those rabbit roads. Off traffic.
off traffic rabbit road. Gotcha.
Yes. My dad has the I'm gonna call it Bozo the clown hair, like the ring around the back of his head. But he's had it since he was like 19. He lost all his hair at like 19. He's had that since then. And I told him, I was like, just shave it. Like, just get rid of it. And I said, like, back then, I was like, if it ever happens, I'm just going to shave it. And eventually I did. So, that's where I'm at. So,
and there you have it.
I guess.
Okay, I don't have to get up and run away.
This week in male pattern baldness.
Yeah.
This week in male pattern baldness. Geek.io talks.
Coming soon to.
Brought to you by. Podcast.
Why can't we just
Rogaine. Geek.io brought to you by Rogaine.
Yeah, Rogaine.
Rogaine.
Okay, back on track, because I'm not going to be the person to derail us completely tonight. CJ and I, over last weekend, and I might drag him again this weekend, but we're not going to discuss that on air. We went and saw Frozen.
Oh.
Again.
What's that? I don't think again. I've heard of it.
Oh, is again. That the one with the winter wiener penis? Is that the one?
No, that's the porno version. That's not the one that Disney put out. Thank you very much.
Don't know if I'm elated or gassy, but I'm somewhere in the middle.
Yep, that is totally me. Don't know if I'm elated or gassy, but I dragged CJ and both kids to see it 3 times.
Nice.
Three times.
And we went and bought the deluxe 2-disc CD set that comes with like
deluxe.
Everything. It comes with the regular OST, the background music for every single scene, instrumentals, karaoke, and deleted music.
Deleted music. That's
oh my
weird.
God! Yes, deleted music. There are some songs that would have made it so completely different of a movie. And honestly, I kind of wish they would. Yeah,
they were thinking about taking that down a real.
They
dark
were going to make it
like,
so dark, but it would have been so wicked. Like
yeah, it would have been wicked to play. Like,
it would have been White Witch wicked.
Wicked the movie.
It would have been Wicked presented by Disney. There's
Wicked presents or Disney presents Wicked.
Yeah, it would have been
Wicked presents
Disney. Presents Frozen Disney. Frozen Wicked.
Wicked presents
Winter Penis.
That's another movie coming out.
Disney presents Winter Penis. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Or a Winter Penis coming out of Dale's mouth.
So awkward.
Oh.
It is so awkward.
Moving on.
Rachel, who's next? Why? Oh, wait, no. You forgot to mention one thing, Rachel. Stuff you were doing with me last night.
Whoa, we don't need to hear it. You want to tell me about that on air?
Oh, no. I play Hearthstone.
What?
Wait, are you guys
yeah, Rachel plays video
what?
Games.
They don't have an NDA on that?
Oh, God, no.
It's an open beta, and he's giving
no,
away...
No, not open yet. It's still closed.
Well,
it's
not.
One
it's
away.
Still closed. A buy invite beta. No
the NDA hasn't been lifted since, like,
talk
Alpha.
About it
okay.
As much as possible.
Go to twitch.tv and you'll be able to see how many people are playing Hearthstone right now, totally including us, because I'm trying to get people to come to the chat so they can win beta keys.
Nice.
You know you want one.
Geek.io.com/live. Join the chat room.
Or twitch.tv/geekioshow. Either way.
Of course, if they're listening to us, they've pretty much got to be at the live page anyway, so that was dumb.
Oh, yeah. Join the chat, people. Get some conversation going.
No, we don't talk. I'm not fully done tonight because I don't have my chat up. Yeah, cold day in hell. Oh, wait, I live in Florida. It's cold. I should probably log on to that.
Rachel, who's next?
Mr. Filling in stuff so CJ doesn't pick on him. I'm going to pick on him. So what have you been filling in, Dale?
My goal is to make
Dale blush.
I think mission accomplished. Although it's not that hard.
Not read yet.
Not that hard. No.
I'll work on it.
Hey, I got a new microphone yesterday.
Say what?
I want to see.
What? Yeah.
I'm holding it up.
Is that the, that's the Samsung.
I'm holding it up to the camera.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, it is.
Don't deep throat the mic. That's not necessary.
Do I have that clip? I don't have that clip handy. Dang it.
Whoa, what clip?
The deep throating microphone audio.
There's a clip in something deep throat. Anyway.
If you listen to how it stacks, you would know. Just saying.
I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I'm going to try and move on, so this isn't awkward.
That's right. Dale's not old enough to listen to how it stacks.
Here we go. Wait. Here it is. You don't have to deep throat the microphone ever.
There you go.
Ever.
What else? CJ and I did a podcast together last night. That was fun.
Yay!
We ranted on... What did we rant on? Screwdrivers and lesbian shower scenes. So yes. That is on both the Geek.io site and Chef Wonder sites.
Are we talking sonic screwdrivers or orange juice and vodka or the things we use?
All of the above.
All of the above,
actually. You are not wrong.
All of the
nailed it.
Yes, the answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Yes is the answer.
Because literally, we did all three. Like, in a matter of 5 minutes, we talked about all three of those things.
Yep.
It's a little frightening that I knew that.
Right.
I don't know how to respond to this conversation.
And also, what is sort of
have some
do with one of those three things?
Fix yourself a screwdriver, you'll be fine.
Yeah, and what people do with one of those three things while on Netflix television shows.
There you go.
I know what you're talking about.
Yes.
Yep.
You finally caught up to what we were talking about.
Orange is the new screwdriver. Gotcha.
Yes.
Shower scenes are the new screwdriver.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. We spoil the shit out of Orange is the New Black.
For clarification, for those who aren't caught,
those who have no idea what Dale is talking about,
which is nothing new.
I figured it out.
Apart from that, thusly, everyone should figure it out.
Yes.
Apart from that, I haven't been up to much. I've been pretty boring, as I want to do, because Christmas is coming up, so work is hell, and everything is hell, and I basically was running late tonight because I had a thing that I had to go do with the database. It was not fun at all.
Me and Vito understand that very well.
The database?
They had a
gave me a screwdriver.
Oh, my.
Dale, we've discussed this. You're not supposed to do that with
the
database.
Organic computer like in Better Off Dead? Is this?
No, it's the type of computer they have in Minority Report. You know, naked people sitting in it with wooden balls.
Sitting in a hot tub.
Whoa. Yeah. You had me at wooden balls. yes, I work in retail, so the next couple of weeks are going to be hell for me at work, so it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
And I've got a few... Sorry,
I'd give you a hug if you weren't in Australia.
Yeah, no, it's all a bit too much sometimes. What was I going to do? What was I going to say? I'm working on a few projects, so they'll be out soon, ish, TM. And
yeah, I understand that one.
Apart from that, I have nothing else because I'm boring and sick. So, you know, take that all for right. what you will.
What is next?
I'm going to want to inquire Budlong about him coming out of the closet. So, yeah.
Oh, no.
No.
Ironically,
he didn't come
it's the other way around.
Oh, he went back into the closet.
I actually
closet,
moved
right.
into the closet for a quasi studio. So, previously, you guys may have noticed, if you're watching it on video on Hangouts, I had a giant mirror right here, which is my closet in our bedroom. So, when we are recording until 11 o'clock at night, my wife goes to bed at sometime between 9 and 11. So, it's awkward, and I'm being loud and obnoxious. So, I decided to move it to a... what is now an empty closet. It wasn't a week ago, but... I emptied it out, moved all my stuff in. So if it echoes, I'm still working on that. I apologize. Hopefully, I will have that nailed down soon.
Sounds good to me.
Cool. I wasn't sure because it's just an empty closet. I put a sheet.
And I'm wearing my Tweaked Audio earbuds, so yeah. I would know if there were any audio anomalies. Yeah. I would hear it in my crystal clear Tweaked Audio earbud receivers.
Well, I hung a sheet behind
me. Use code geek.
Yeah, I hung a sheet behind me to try and cut back on some of that echoing, so hopefully that helped. Anywho, that's about... Oh, no, I fixed the spray nozzle in our kitchen sink the other day because the hose sprung a leak, and then our garbage disposal stopped working today, so that was fun.
Oh, jeez.
Luckily, we're renting, yes. So I just need to call. I need to call our landlord. He actually paid for the faucet thing. I just offered to replace it, so I didn't have to wait for him to come back out a different day. The garbage disposal, I'm going to let him handle because I don't want to touch that thing. He can do that.
Fair enough.
It's not worth losing a finger over.
Yeah. Well, I just don't feel like dealing with the hassle because that one actually is going to have like gunk and everything else in the bottom, and the spray nozzle thing was just like a quarter cup of water in the hose. So I don't feel like dealing with. Garbage disposal replacement. No, thank you. Other than that, I think that's it. I recorded. Well, you'll hear it at the end, but I recorded my son in the new studio, air quotes, saying some pretty funny things. So we'll hear that later at the end of the show.
The new
Geek.io studio.
What?
No, he doesn't have the Geek.io studio. I have the Geek.io studio. See, I got a blanket. And
no, it's.
You have the boat bunk.
He has the auxiliary office.
Yeah, I was going to say the Alabama office.
The Alabama office.
Yeah.
I've got the Australia office. And
you're on location.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Alabama so office. I think that's it for me. I haven't been doing a whole
location.
Lot. So I'm going to pass it on to Azevedo.
Oh, hey, how's it going? So I've been excited. Because Futurama Season 10 is up on Netflix, y'all.
What?
Yes!
What
so,
is?
So I'm working, yeah, I think they put it up Tuesday? Or when? Monday? Monday or Tuesday? I don't know, I got an email.
Shows how much I pay attention.
Hey, you've watched Futurama. Do you want to watch Season 10? I was like, yes, I do, Netflix.
Yes. Shut up and take my time.
Shut up and take my money. Oh, wait, I already gave you my money.
Shut up and take my time.
So I've watched about 3 episodes so far, and it's great. So happy
nice.
To have new Futurama that I haven't seen before, but it's sad that it's the last of it, maybe. Unless it comes
maybe,
back.
Maybe, yeah.
That's how many times has it been the last episode of Futurama?
6.
18 and a half.
Is this the
6? 18 and a half.
6 times.
Who knows?
6 but, times they've said, we're not doing this anymore, and 6 times they've come back.
But yeah, the first episode was kind of meh, and then the second one was good, and then the one today was amazing, so they still got it.
I actually did catch the last episode of that season. I really enjoyed it.
I'm sure. The one I watched today was when Bender abandons Fry on Omicron Persei 8, and they do all this ET reference stuff, and it's great. Great, great, great stuff. Then we watched a few Christmas specials. We got our Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Checked off the list. And live action Grinch. And
not a bad movie.
Yeah, it's all right. It was all right. I mean, we have it because that was Katie and I's first date movie.
Oh.
So, you know, it has a special place in my heart. In my heart, guys.
In the feels. Right in the feels.
And now we get to watch it with our kids. So, hey, see how that comes full circle?
Speaking of kid, how is Podling?
Still cooking. And there, all seems to be well.
Still cooking, huh? Okay.
Still on schedule for an April release date, from what I hear. So.
Yeah. It's going to be a wide release, not a limited release, no?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I hope not. I hope it's not a wide release. I hope it's a nice, comfortable
release. That could get messy.
Release.
Who's the next victim?
And Elf, yes, anyway. And aside from that, I've just been coding a crap ton, because I've got not only my normal job, but I've got some after-job stuff to do. But I'm getting paid for it, so hooray. But that means that I don't get to work on CJ's project, because, you know, he's not paying me. No offense. I try to make sacrifices for the show, but I got to get this other
stuff. Paying any of us.
I'm not paying myself.
No.
Sure you are.
Just saying, that's why you haven't done yours.
So let's not call this a spade. I'm not getting paid for this either.
Nobody's getting paid. What are you talking about? I can't even get a Hearthstone key. Not that I have time to play it.
You never asked.
Wait, we have to ask?
I don't think you can get one, Dale.
I thought we just wait for you to tell us what to do. I thought we weren't allowed to ask.
Yes, that's
questions.
How it is.
Yes, I am such an overbearing dictator.
Well, you've got the dick part, right?
Oh, wow. Speaking of that, why don't we hear from our overbearing dictator what he's been up to this week?
I've been being an overdating dictator.
Overdating. Nice.
Who is she?
Anita Menzel.
Who is your sugar daddy and what does he do?
Whoa.
Why is he not paying my bills?
Sorry.
So, I laid Comic Geek IO to rest today. Or this week. It got beat to death by Doomsday. And yeah, so but it, out of its ashes comes Superboy. I mean, Comics on the Go. It's a little podcast that I do while I'm waiting for my transportation or on a walking way home, talking about comics, kind of like how I did with the Comic Geek IO Minute when that first started. And it's 10 minutes at max, and it's, you know, 10 minutes, no script, no notes, just comics.
Isn't that the way you do everything?
No,
it's
actually.
All comics, all the time.
Every other show has, like, scripts, at least to a point. This show, literally, I don't do any notes. I just completely rant and rave, and but it's all about comics, so it's all focused. That's at geek-io.com/comicsonthego. I got episode 0 explaining everything, and then episode 1. Episode 2 is going to be up tomorrow because they brought out Justice League 3000 and killed Katana this week, so I wanted to talk about those. Other than that, because I am doing everything in my power to say F you to 2013, I'm playing Final Fantasy XI again.
Boom.
Wow.
Yes, he's been running on around on his short little tower going, I'm like, no.
Game turned 11 this week, and they did a hey, come back and play for free. So I came back and played for free, and I'm still playing, and it's pretty much the same thing that it was back then, but that's not anything wrong with that, because if you like Japanese RPGs, this is still a great MMO. If you don't like Japanese RPGs, please stay away. We don't want you playing there.
Yes, stay away from that crap.
How many bunnies did you have to kill?
I have not killed a single bunny yet.
No bunnies?
He's been trying to figure out how to run places again.
I have no idea where the hell I'm going anymore.
Is Juno still a thing? I don't know.
Rachel and I played that game for 4 years, 5 years in there somewhere.
Five years.
We quit after one of the expansion packs came out. And of course, when the expansion pack comes out, I logged out in town and it's bustling. There's people everywhere from corner to corner. There's so many people there. I log in for the first time. I go out and I'm like, there is nobody here. I don't know where to go.
Where did everybody go? Hello?
Oh, that's exactly it. He logs in and he goes, there's nobody here. What do I do? I said, I don't know.
Exactly. He's like, hello? Is anybody out there?
Anybody?
I eventually did find some people. I found some people, and they're really cool, and they're really nice. And they're newbie friendly because I'm like, what's an attack? They're like, well, you should go do this. You should go do this. I go, I don't know how to do that. Well, you go to here. I go, where the hell is that at?
Nice.
That's so much better than any forum I've ever been involved with. Jeez.
talk to me like you would one of your French girls. I mean,
Whoa.
What? What just happened? What just happened?
Treat CJ French like girls. You would an Italian lover.
No, the whole it was a playoff of draw me like you draw your French girls.
Oh,
there we go. There we go.
Yeah, we watched
all right.
That is still so delightfully far over my head. I've got no fucking clue what you're talking about.
Titanic,
loose, making a Titanic
past, Rachel.
I didn't do that whole. Yeah, I never got into Titanic. Sorry.
King of the world.
It's the only line I remember. That, and I'm the king of the world. And my heart will carry.
Why do you remember that line, CJ?
Because I'm the king of the world.
Oh, I meant the other one.
It's his favorite song ever.
No, you mean
his
the
favorite song at all?
Just Celine like Dion song, friends. Or because Kate Winslet is hot and her boobs were nice.
Whoa. Okay.
So he's leaving me for Idina Menzel and Kate Winslet circa Titanic.
Yeah, because back then she was 96. Cute. Now not so much. Now not so much.
She did not age well.
She did not age well. Other than that, I've been teaching Rachel some Hearthstone. Been doing many things that I am tugging boats on because you'll find out
about
that probably.
Because tugging boats is always fun.
Yes, exactly. But some big things happened today, just today, right before we started here. And I'm still writing right now because, like I said, NaNoWriMo is for losers. It's actually coming along pretty well, and I totally did not base the name of one of my characters on Jared Azevedo's incorrect pronunciation of Raul's name. Not at all.
It's not incorrect.
It's wrong.
It's just
just different. It's not wrong. It's just different. Very different.
Well, I mean, I've heard my name being pronounced different ways. Yes,
you can say butcher. That's butcher.
Fine. I've been called Rule, Rao, Saul.
Foul.
Saul.
Oh, yes, Rao. A-I-O-U?
No, Saul with an S.
Foul, like a chicken?
Yeah. I had a teacher to call me that for like a whole year.
Oh, Saul. Oh, like Saul, like Better Call Saul.
Yes.
Speaking of breaking...
Not foul like a chicken. Whoa, someone's tugging a boat on
speaking
camera.
Of,
look at that.
Speaking Whoa. Of breaking...
See what I did there? You see what I did there?
Yeah.
Speaking of Breaking Bad, I was watching the Michael J. Fox show because it was on after Sing Off.
Marie's on that show.
Yeah, I'm like, holy crap, it's Marie! That's not right.
Yeah, I saw her at the Macy's rude. Day Parade talking about being on that show. It's like, what? Why are you sad? I shouldn't say that.
Why do
because
we have
he's a still good, he's still a good actor. Like That's he fine. Still has some chops on him. Like yeah, he could still shake up a scene.
Oh, that's horrible. Hang up on CJ.
It's
somebody hang up on CJ.
Always too soon for that.
Yeah. Come on. Boo.
I don't think I've gotten that far in Breaking Bad to get that.
No. Don't worry about it.
No, it's not Breaking Bad. It's Michael J. Fox.
Oh.
Too far.
Oh. No, but yeah, I was watching that and I saw Marie. I'm like, holy cow, it's Marie. Other than that, I haven't really done anything. I've been boring, been doing the other stuff. Still playing Skyrim, writing, playing Hearthstone, podcasting, blah, blah, blah. Leads us to Raul. What have you been doing?
Playing with my toys that I bought on a Black Friday sales.
You might want to report that.
playing
with
what
some
now?
Toys that I bought during Black Friday.
she said you should probably reword that, but that's
okay.
It's okay.
Some nice gadgets. Damn it.
50 Shades of Raoul.
I don't know how to, okay.
The hole's just getting deeper.
What did you buy, bro?
Okay.
Whoa. What did you got? Why don't you just tell us what you got?
All right. I've got this nice gaming headset, which you can hear now.
Oh.
You sound very melodious.
Thank you. It's a, whatchamacallit. It's a Fatality
it's
game.
A whatchamacallit.
Yeah.
It's a thingy bob.
Is that its model number?
Is this a Disney movie?
Yes.
Are we under the sea?
Uh-huh.
No? And, nobody else get that? Oh, dang.
No. I also bought, I don't know if anyone's heard of any of these, but the Keurig coffee makers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
My God, I've had more coffee
than I make out
than
with my Keurig every morning.
Yes.
Oh.
No, he's not incorrect. You do make out with it every morning.
Okay.
I have
it's the Italian roast.
How does your wife feel about you making out with a coffee machine?
Mine does it with me. I don't know about Katie.
I've almost proposed to it a few times.
and that would be the greatest proposal you have ever done.
That could be awkward and hot at the same time.
Hot? Or over ice if you
I see what you did there.
Coffee.
Yeah. I also I picked up Battlefield 4 for $25 off Amazon.
So why would you spend them? Oh, $25, okay.
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't going to pay $60 for it.
Oh, God, no.
campaign is pretty much the same as any war game. I mean, we fight some other country, betrayal, fight, become a badass, and then die, don't die at the end. It's pretty much either or. And I'm also
going on.
I don't know.
Oh,
he's doing his own show, I guess. I don't know.
And I've started playing WoW a little bit more, trying to max out my Pandaren monk.
Nice.
Carry on.
And I'm watching some Sons of Anarchy as well.
Ooh.
Yes.
Good show. And,
yeah, with this headset.
Oh, that's a show. I thought you were talking about AJ. Sorry.
Oh.
The Son of Anarchy.
Only because I don't play WoW. What do you mount as a panda? Like I don't understand how that works.
Another panda.
Dragon turtle.
Okay. Yeah, Dragon Turtle. All
right.
Because that makes sense.
Why not? Why not?
What the hell has it been there? You mount a panda on a panda. That could get awkward really quickly.
Yes, it could.
Well, this is a game where...
How do you think
they
make more pandas?
You can play...
See, when a mummy and a daddy panda...
Well, the race has
very
to
much.
Procreate somehow, don't they?
This is a game that you can play as a person who turns into a dog, who turns into a cat, that can turn into a bear, a fish, a bird.
Sure.
So,
why not?
I'm waiting for the Mechano Panda. They need to make that happen.
That'd be like a Terminator Panda?
Yes!
Da-da-da-da-da! Goo-goo-goo-goo-goo!
How's the Netflix streaming right now, by the way? Just so you know.
How's the monk handling?
Kind of overpowered. I heal myself really quick. I'm leveling as a brewmaster, which is the tank, okay. And a windwalker, which is the DPS. And it's just like, but you have to pretty much stay on top of your moves, and you pretty much don't die as a brewmaster because you're constantly self-healing, generating orbs. Just walk over them and it heals you. And then you just coat everyone with some what do they call it? The keg
gunk.
Yeah. The ale, and then you just light them on fire.
Wow. Violent panda.
Yes, very violent. And I actually just hit 80 earlier today.
It's just messed up because most classes will just shoot fireballs at people. No, pandas take it. The monks take it up to the next step. They will douse you and get in alcohol and then set you on fire.
That's just a waste of alcohol.
Yes, Rachel, that guy's wiener is a bit slippery, but yes, carry on. Yeah, now back to regular programming.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and stay on the rails here. I leveled as a protection paladin, so I understand being overpowered while leveling.
Oh yeah, it's pretty much the protection pally. It's like just put your bubble on and you don't even need the shield.
Not even that. Like, you just go in there and you heal yourself for so much damage, it's not even funny. You just walk in there. I walked into a camp of like 50 things, drop a consecration, just sit there.
Yeah, I remember they used to be... Well, they actually toned them back a little bit. Back in Wrath, they used to be really OP.
Oh, yeah, I leveled in TBC, so oh, yeah. It was stupid overpowered.
And that's about it. I mean, I haven't been playing much else. I mean, I've just been playing WoW, have Sons of Anarchy on my second screen, and that's pretty much it.
Hey, there you go. Nothing wrong with that.
Which I do have something to say about having a second screen. It's pretty much ruined my watching anything, doing one thing at a time. Because
yeah, it really does.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I have this nice TV in my living room, but I don't go watch it because I can only do one thing, watch TV. And on my computer, I can be doing, like, leveling the monk, watching a movie or a series on the other one. It's just,
right.
I have to multitask, but I feel like I'm wasting time.
Fair enough. All right, so... We're going to go ahead and get ready to take our break here. We're going to go ahead and give away our first Hearthstone beta key. We don't have many people in the chat, but we have some enough to go ahead and do a giveaway. What I need everybody in the chat to do, you need to follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/geekioshow. Head over there. Follow the channel, because you cannot win if you do not follow us. Once you do that, I'm going to give everybody 30 seconds from this message now to go ahead and hop over there and follow the channel. At that point, I'm going to go ahead and put a word into the chat that you have to say. Once you say that, you will be entered into the giveaway. In fact, I don't really care if even Azevedo wants to jump in as well, because, you know, that's fun. I don't really care.
No. I'm not. This is listeners. I am not qualified.
Also, he doesn't want to lose that much amount of his time. I understand. All right. So we got about 10 seconds left for everybody to hop over and follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/geekioshow. All right. So this is really easy. In chat, I just need you to type #geek.
Hashtag GEEK.
Nothing else.
Nothing else. All I do it once. Else.
Don't type the word banana fruit. Don't do that.
No.
Don't type anything else.
Hashtag fruit will not get you that either. All right, and now while we're doing that, I'm going to go ahead and let everybody do that, and we're going to go ahead and take a break, and after the break, I will go ahead and roll the dice, and we'll find out who wins. So again, hashtag geek in the chat, as if you don't want to ban your ass. No, no problem, Yuki.
Oh, that sucks. Somebody's like, my internet's slow and the show is buffering.
No problem. It's all right. That's all right. You still have time. You still have time. We're going to do our about 5-minute break. Song title, the song that's going to play because Rachel requested it is Let It Go from Frozen, because we can't get enough of that song, frankly. So on that note, we will be right back. Stay tuned. Hashtag Geek
and Chat. This podcast is brought to you in part by Tweaked Audio. They've got 7 great styles. They've got 7 great colors. Well, technically 6. And then they have wood. I don't call that a color. Maybe you do. Mic'd and non-mic'd versions. They're designed to sound great for music and talk, like podcasts. Engineered for durability. They've got a noise-reducing design, compatible with iPods, iPhones, Android devices, and all MP3 players and most phones. Don't forget, you get 1/3 off of your order. That's right. You get 30% off. Just use the discount code GEEK. Oh, and one more thing. They've got free shipping. Find them at www.geek-io.com/tweaked.
ProXPN. ProXPN is a super secure VPN that believes you should be able to use the internet how you want to. By encrypting all traffic that goes through it, it keeps all of your data private. Your IP is completely hidden, so your location is secure and appears wherever you want it to. Keeps you safe from all of those silly Cable 6 strike rules, and more. Keep your traffic safe. Go to proxpn.com and use Geek20 for 20% off of their already really low prices starting at $6.25 a month. We want to thank ProXPN for your support of the Geek.io network.
Hey, this is Willis for How It Stacks, where we watch and rate all the TV shows, movies, video games, toys, and music that you grew up with to see how they stack up as an adult.
Every 2 weeks, we get together, get drunk, and cover topics such as
Voltron,
the WWF,
Mega Man,
Escape from New York,
Escape from LA,
The Labyrinth,
and The Dark Crystal.
Tune in to How It Stacks on the Geek.io Podcast Network every 2 weeks, where we get shit-faced and talk about the nerdiest topics that can come to mind.
My name's Willis.
And I am JD for How It Stacks.
A kingdom of isolation, and it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in, heaven knows I tried. Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small. And the fears that once controlled me can't get to me at all. time to see what I can do to test the limits and break through. No right, no wrong, no rules for me. I'm free. Let it go, let it go. I am one with the wind and sky. Let it go, let it go. You'll never see me cry. Here I stay, here I stay. Let the storm rage on. My power flurries through the air into the ground. My soul is spiraling in frozen fractals all around. And one thought crystallizes like an icy blast. I'm never going back. The past is in the past. Let it go, let it go. And I'll rise like a ray of dawn. Let it go, let it go. That perfect girl is gone. Here I stand, and all I am dead. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway.
And welcome back to the Geek.io show. That was Let It Go from Disney's Frozen. In theaters now, go watch it 100 times.
Who has that in the draft?
In American theaters, for clarification. There you go.
Yes.
I have to throw that out there.
Yeah, right. Dale's not bitter.
Not at all.
Is it too violent for Australia?
Yeah, something like that anyway.
It doesn't have enough biker gangs that government can hate on.
Ah, there you go.
You're muted, Rachel.
For those watching the video and who can lip read, can you tell us what Rachel is saying? Feedback at geek-io.com.
I'd tell you, but I'm not.
I'll go see it a fourth time for you, Dale.
Ah, see, there you go.
There we go. All right, so one of three lucky people will be winning a Hearthstone key.
Duh. I pick number two.
Well, I'm going to hit the
number
button.
Number two, the shit.
And roll the dice, and Yui Chatate has won a Hearthstone key. Yay!
Congratulations!
Yay. Congratulations!
You're a winner! No, oh, I don't have that handy. Dang it.
That being said,
I did it for you.
You have until the end of the show to redeem the key, because I'm not going to let you go off and sell it. At the end of the show, I will post the key to Twitter. So you have to redeem it before the end of the show. Check your Twitch messages. It is in your inbox. Congratulations. Tell your friends.
That being said, we're ending the show now.
Yeah. Done.
We have another... Time to go play Hearthstone. Bye,
don't
everybody.
Leave.
Bye,
don't
everyone.
Leave. We have another key to give away at the end of the at the end of the show.
There's one more up for grabs.
Yes, there is.
Stick around. You could
indeed
win.
Yui Chitate, tell your friends, and maybe you can have some friends that come and play Hearthstone with us. With you.
All of the above. Right, now.
All of the above.
Yes.
I need to have a tantrum.
A tantrum?
Though I find it amusing, I find it really dickish. You guys have heard me bitch about my one teacher pretty much all semester.
That awesome person.
The favorite professor I've got. I have now found out four of my classmates have gotten zeros on the final.
What?
Because he will not grade it.
That is seems dickish.
They've taken the final. I know they took the final. I saw the grade that the final kicked out, but he zeroed it out. Talk about a douchebag.
Zeroed? He zeroed it?
Yep, he zeroed it out. Oh. Douchebag!
Oh.
I think he's going... Well, he's not working there anymore, please. He got a real job.
Real job. That's audio.
Wow.
Wow, where did that come? That came from left of field, everyone.
Left of field? Is that an Australian?
Left of field?
Oh, geez. That's like a high of 76. Or no, what was the top? It was a top of 76.
76.
Left of field?
Left of field? No? Okay.
Is left of field like a rugby term?
What? Sorry, I'm looking at the chat. Oh, man.
That's I should probably figure out where the chat is, shouldn't I?
I don't do the chat thing anymore. Since
no, I'm just laughing.
From IRC.
The bot is like, hey, stop typing in all caps, and it deleted some of his messages. And he's probably saying, OMG, I'm so excited. And
I said that. Woohoo.
Oh, okay.
He said woohoo in all caps, but that meant the... Wait. The one thing that I told the bot to block out.
Oh, and it deleted all of his past messages. Is there any way to unblock him now?
No, he's unblocked. No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Oh, that's ridiculous.
Why am I going back and doing corrections for grammatical things?
Thank you, you Chiati. Dude. Pick a better name.
At least gave us a phonetic explanation of how this.
Yeah, Yui Chitaka.
You were so gonna get us in trouble.
Yui Chitate.
But not Yui Ball, because you know.
I'ma go Yui Cheat My Tater.
No. Yeah. Can we move on?
We love you.
Please?
We love you, Yui. Thank you for playing. Listen more. We love you.
It must be a cold day in hell. I'm actually going to go figure out what my husband is trying to say because I'm going to go into the chat room to see this poor guy's name.
Like, Twitch.tv is much harder to use than IRC. Uchitate. Okay, much better. I can deal with Uchitate. Spaces are helpful, and I know you can't do spaces in usernames.
Underscore. Bleh. Just throwing that out there.
Twitch. I'm going to go Yui cheat my tater.
Oh.
Let's go ahead and move into the...
We're next. Waiting for Budlog to push a button.
I didn't know when we were going to stop talking. I'm on the button. I'm waiting.
On to the news.
Hold on. Drinking.
I'm sorry. I had to do that.
Oh.
We were talking still. I didn't know when we were going to stop. Sorry.
So close.
I know.
But we can't stop. We just can't stop. And we
can't
stop.
We won't stop. Am I muted again? I'm going to have to kick somebody in the face.
No.
Okay.
No, you're good.
Oh, no, the E is not silent on the end of that, by the way, on his name.
Oh. But I like Uchitate. It sounds better. Uchitate, which is, well, that sounds more perverse, so that works better.
It's anime.
I know. I am an otaku, dude. I know these things.
Okay. Oh, jeez. Let's, first person with the news.
I have no idea what's going on.
Neither do
it's
I.
It's Japanese that you wouldn't understand.
Holy crap, I remember if I log on.
All right, yay! So Elder Scrolls Online gets a release date, and guess what game I won't be buying on 4/14/14?
The same one I won't be buying.
Yes, Elder Scrolls Online is being released 4/14/14. So pick it up if you're into that whole thing. My opinions are not allowed to be said on air. So, that being said, it's actually pretty big news, though. So, yeah, 4/14/14, go pick it up at retailers near you if the Amazon air drones haven't killed them by then. Speaking of air drones.
The Amazon air drones are so cute.
They are. I can't wait to get a DVD delivered by them.
Is it going to be Terminator 2?
No, it'll be Terminator 3 because
no, he's gonna. Oh, what the hell is it called?
No, I want to get. They need to release Wicked on DVD by then, so that way it'll be Defying Gravity.
Ah.
The funny, wow, that funniest, was a long way around.
The funniest thing I saw relating to the air drones was basically, oh great, now people have target practice with prizes.
No!
I actually saw a webcomic. It was a PvP online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where it's just got the hunters and they shoot down the drones. And it's all this like
nice.
Odd stuff like, oh, it's a Motorola... charger. Oh, shucks. I've got a Nokia.
The thing is you can get more. What's the nice word of putting it? Adult things on Amazon.
I know what you're
afraid to say things. What is going on? Where are we?
Okay, so I don't want to get a dildo dropped on my head from an Amazon air drone.
No one wants to do that on their head.
Awesome.
No one can do that to your mom, Rachel.
No,
that to your
mom. No, no. I already said that to my mom. That's beside the point, though. I would so totally send my sister something so special.
Gotta make sure it comes with batteries included, so it'll accidentally turn on in shipment.
Jeez.
Turning on in shipment.
Oh, hi, buddy.
hi.
So, yeah, speaking of air drones, the FCC has officially voted today in a 3-2 vote to consider maybe lifting the cell phone ban on airplanes, maybe.
I love
so they
that.
Voted but... to consider voting to consider removing the ban.
Yes.
Maybe.
Because that's what we spent money on. We vote.
AKA the worst decision of humankind. I do not want cell phones on airplanes. No. Let's not have this happen.
No.
You know, if I choose to fly to Australia because I want to see my good friend Dale, I do not want to be trapped on a flight for 26 hours.
Girl, you don't know what he did to me the other night.
Exactly.
My ears.
Now, are they talking about actual like calling, or are they just talking about the fact that you can use them like in other fashions? Because normally you're like, hey, turn it off.
No, calling. Like
they
currently have it, but they have it lifted so you can use data, which is fine. I can deal with that. You know, I don't care about Alec Baldwin playing Words with Friends on a plane. I really don't care about that because you're not bothering me at that point. I can deal with that. Text your friends. I don't care about that. But the minute you start screaming because you're not getting proper reception at 30,000 feet.
But I'm
what was
above
it that you
clouds.
Saw?
I should be able
what
to hear
was
them.
I do. I'm wondering
how
if they're going to allow those.
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Oh,
I'm gonna get crap. I'm gonna get someone walking into my room soon. You're going to hear me shouting. That's going to be weird.
Okay up there, Dale?
Dale, are you okay?
And the best part is you're yelling, can you hear me now? So they literally could be like, oh, wow, he must be trying to get my attention.
Yes!
So. Oh, too good. Too good.
That was a fun time we had last night. Oh, wait. Whoops, I shouldn't say that on me. Hello.
So, yeah, it's whoa. Nothing official. They
if
just
we get a random person coming into your room there, Dale, in decent... costuming, shall we say, or lack thereof, we could have a whole different podcast going on here.
I've got my mouse hovered over Dale's mute video, so.
Appellate IO.
Oh, man.
Where you so put the wiener penis in and something else.
Whoa! we don't need step-by-step instructions. We know how it works.
Step one. No.
See, the majority of us have
cut
kids
a hole
here,
in the
therefore
box.
We figured out how to
step
do that.
Step two.
Step
put
one.
Your junk in
mute
that
your
box.
Camera. Step two. Mute
cut
the microphone.
A hole in the box.
Step three. Two. We have no idea what Dale is doing now, and it makes it really awkward.
Question mark. Question mark, question mark, question mark. Step four, profit.
Oh,
I can tell you what Dale isn't doing.
What's
he's
not doing?
Printing a pizza.
What?
printer pizza.
That's right. Mm,
delicious 3D printer pizza.
Mm, and Budlog should have pressed a button.
No, that's the next one.
Oh, no, that's the next one.
Ooh.
Dale pays attention.
On the next episode of Geek.io.
Anyway, startup company Natural Machines is now tempting our tummies with a 3D printed pizza. Made with its working prototype, Foodini food pizza.
Foodini.
Foodini. Now I'm hungry.
Why not? Hey. I've got some pictures here, and it like basically spits out the dough in a spiral, tight spiral, and then spits out the sauce. And then you have to put the cheese and toppings on yourself.
Oh, of course. So you,
it spits out that. The sauce?
Yeah, it's like blurp, blurp.
3D printed sauce.
So, 3D sauce.
So is this pizza going to be so good that I have to shoot up in the air with my 3D printed gun?
Yes, but those are illegal.
What?
So. Only in Pennsylvania, I think.
I thought, this is a talking point.
And
it's
they tend to explode when you shoot them, so...
Only after, like, 600 rounds if you buy the one from the guy who was trying to make everybody mad just by doing this in the first place. Like, the whole reason he's doing it is just to prove that you can. And he made one that went off, or he could fire, I think, 600 rounds before it failed.
Catastrophically blowing off his hand.
Yeah, but I mean,
he can 3D print a hand.
Right. He got the entire gun printed with a 3D printer, not just parts of it. It was the entire thing, and it went 600 rounds, which was a feat, at least at the time. Speaking of feat.
Science!
10 out of 10 on Segway, by the way.
Thanks, appreciate that.
So you've been shoving so many 3D printed pizzas in your mouth that you've, you know, gotten a little squishy around the middle, and you're thinking to yourself, I should pick up running because I need to run, but man, shoes, they just wear out. Right?
Yes.
Right. Am I right?
That's exactly what I'm thinking when I'm like right before I decide to go running is, man, my shoes are going to wear out.
I know, and they're expensive, but they wear out, and then you have to buy new ones. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Shoes. Well, science has invented something totally awesome. Because not only can you 3D print your pizzas, you can 3D print your shoes.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
And it'll be 3D printed to an exact fit to your feet. And these aren't just any shoes. Oh, no. They're made of protocells. What are protocells, you say?
Now you're just making it worse.
What are protocells?
What are protocells? It's a material that kind of
Proto Man, that's making his brother.
Underfoot, kind of like your actual skin, which is kind of weird. But and then they start to wear down, and then do you throw them away? No. Don't throw them away. You just stick them in your vat of protocell liquid, and they replenish themselves.
Stick them in your
because
vat.
That's a bad place to pause.
That is a bad place to pause, Vito. Stick them in your vat.
Vito, that sounds disturbingly dirty.
Something
and not in a porn kind of way.
Something about it sounds very porny. but no, you stick the shoes in this magical liquid and they replenish themselves. Which... Huh. Is a little freaky, and they're just basically saying it's like taking care of a plant. You have to water it every day, while you have to like magically replenish your shoes.
That doesn't sound expensive at all.
Not at all.
It'll be about 2050 before it's practical product. But
okay, we got time.
You hold that till the very end of the conversation.
Like... Okay, so by the time I am.
So by the time we can't walk or run anymore, you can buy running shoes that replenish themselves. But these things.
By the time I'm old enough to drink, it'll be by the time we get these shoes. Is
yes.
That what
yes.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Right. That sounds about right.
Precisely.
There you go.
You guys know where is a good place to wear shoes are, right?
Where's that? Moon?
The Antarctic.
Oh. Oh yeah.
Yes.
Definitely has, need shoes there.
Yes, very good idea to wear shoes there. Might want to put a little bit of fur in there. Synthetic fur.
Can we just segue?
Can it just
maybe
grow?
About 7 years of fur?
Maybe. I mean, 2050. I mean, Maybe you put a little bit.
How cold does it get down in the Antarctic?
Actually, just this week they recorded unofficially by satellite negative 135.8 degrees.
Oh, nice.
Is that Fahrenheit?
Yes, that is Fahrenheit. And I
can't. And here I'm bitching about 70 degrees.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Sweet Lord.
It's not quite that bad. No.
I wonder if you walked out into that without shoes, how long would you be alive?
20 seconds.
20 that seconds? Would make her some really hard nipples, though.
Oh, hi.
Yes, I just went there.
Marking that.
Yeah.
I pretty much think you would be frozen solid by the time you hit the ground.
It would be winter wiener time. There you go.
Jeez. That's never going to go away, is it?
Get into the club with the wiener.
But a good way to...
You just went there.
Yeah. A good way to beat that cold is to stay inside, because Google has added more apps to their $35 Chromecast.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Did you hear about this?
Did you hear about this?
That's
perfect. Excuse me. They added Vivo, Red Bull TV, Pulse TV, Viki, or Revision 3, Beyond Pod, and they also added personal media streaming using Plex, Avi, or Real Player.
So they added PMS.
Yes.
Plex Media.
Yes, they did.
They sure did.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Took me a while, but.
Whoa.
Yes, I'm actually gonna pick one up hopefully soon.
Driving down the highway.
Every man should understand PMS.
Who is that?
That's
someone's
CJ.
Driving down the highway.
It's a highway.
CJ's headset died.
Driving off to Starbucks. Pick up another drink.
What happened now?
Where's he going?
You were driving down the highway. It's fine.
Highway.
I want to ride it all night long.
So, sorry about the sudden drop in quality. I'm now on my laptop mic.
Fun.
Yes.
And you know what else is fun?
What's that?
What else is fun?
Playing World of Warcraft with NSA spies.
Fun, because that's always fun, being watched while you play World of Warcraft.
Yes, apparently leaked in some new slides that Edward Snowden is just revealed earlier this week, saying that the NSA has monitored World of Warcraft players by actually joining the game, seeing if any terroristic communications. What do you guys think about this?
Are we surprised? Because I wouldn't be.
I'm really not that surprised.
I'm not surprised.
Like, if you considered some of the people that CJ and I used to play World of Warcraft with...
Let me tell you, if they wanted to go on a drug bust in World of Warcraft, that would be the greatest place to do it, because all you gotta be in raid for more than a couple minutes, then you get like five people going, "I'm so high right now."
Who are you
playing
with?
What are you wearing?
Who are you playing with? You're playing with a different audience than what we're playing with.
No, they're everywhere. Like, I've been playing on like four different servers, and...
There you go.
And everybody, like, more than... If I play in a raid for more than 5 minutes, it's, "I'm so high right now."
I
was going to say, the thing that surprised me more was Second Life was still a thing.
I know, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, I actually know people that are making side job out of... Yeah.
Second Life still.
Yeah.
Second Life still.
It's disturbing. They make more money than I do. Right,
doing what?
Wow.
Doing, or do we not want to know what they do?
You don't want to know.
Okay.
Doing that. Okay.
Let's just say they sell special services on Second Life.
Well, he is special, but his services, I wouldn't say, are very special, let me tell you.
That was a lot of S's wrong. In that That's sentence. Exactly I'm so sorry. It's a lot of S's in that sentence. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
So sorry for all the S's.
So he says a sentence with a lot of S's. I apologize for saying all the S's.
All of the S's.
All your S's are belong to Dale?
That too. Alright.
That too.
Speaking of S's...
What?
I didn't walk into this one.
What? I don't, speaking of S's, continue
there
on.
There are more apps continue on the podcast.
Yay!
We did that.
We talked about that already. I was so confused where you were going with that.
Did we talk about that? When did we talk about that? Yeah.
Your headset was
all
down.
That's while you were AFK, my dear.
Oh, that's good.
That's cool, though. I'm glad that you're finally doing more stuff on that, because it's fun stuff. I mean, the Chromecast has replaced the Roku in our house. So, since I wasn't here, I'm going to talk about it, damn it. The two Chromecasts that we got have pretty much replaced fully the Roku that's in our house. So, more stuff being added is better.
Totally.
Yes. This makes me quite happy.
Has anyone ever used the Plex Media server?
Not yet, but I'm going to, so it's set up for that now.
Yes, I mean, I've actually been playing around with it for a while, and it's actually really good. I mean, it's just pointed to where you have all your music, movies, and all that. It finds it. It's got a nice feature where it actually goes out and finds the metadata for it.
Nice.
Iaz did a special on how to set up a server in your house, and he used Plex as his example because it was the easiest to set up and could be installed on a ton of devices. And I'm glad to see it's on Chromecast, because I actually was talking with a friend of mine recently. He was talking about how to easily stream music from multiple devices to the Chromecast. So, you know, Google Music wasn't supported at the time, I don't think, and it is now, and then the Plex also is now. So you could actually stream, I'm assuming, video, pictures, and music, I would hope. I didn't finish reading the article. But it's actually exactly what he was looking for. But I talked to him like 3 days before this announcement was made, and I was like, I don't know what you can do locally. I don't think they have any official support on stuff.
Basically what it was for video is if you could play it in the browser, which is anything but an AVI and MVA or whatever it is, which are Microsoft proprietary file extensions, you could play them in Chrome. At that point, you can cast them.
Okay. Now,
and that's what I was doing with all the stuff that I would totally not be violating the DMCA by stating that I did with my personally owned stuff.
Right. The question would be, was that from a computer or from your Android device?
From the computer, because you can't get...
That's,
from the device itself, that complicates things.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do, is sit in the living room and control it from their Android device and not have to worry about being connected to a desktop or a laptop. So, anyway, it's good to hear that news, though. There, more and more stuff's being supported, and it's still...
They're not forgetting about it, huzzah!
Right, they're not letting it die, which is good.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, for $35, I mean, this thing is amazing. Seriously. There's more stuff coming out for it, because they actually did a hackathon about it with it recently. So they're starting to get ready to release the SDK for it. So that means more and more goodness is going to be coming out for it. And there's rumors
SDK.
About it. Yeah.
I like SDKs.
They're thinking about, I mean, there are some people that have access to the SDK right now because of the hackathon that are trying to get it so you can actually cast your Android apps to your Chromecast.
Oh, that'd be great.
So imagine playing Angry Birds Go on your television, spending $50 on a car to complete the second race. Not that I'm bitter.
At all. At all.
I don't know. Just a little bit.
Your main. At all.
Just a little bit.
By the way, just Robio, bite my shiny metal ass. Seriously.
What?
I'm done. I'm done with Robio now.
Okay.
Speaking of season 10.
That's one of my things, is I like cart games. So I'm like, ooh, Angry Birds Go. It's an Angry Birds cart game. Sure, why not? I'll give it a try. It's free. First race, no problem. First place, yeah. Second race, I'm getting beat the hell out of. I'm like, all right, what the hell's going on here? And I keep getting beat. I keep getting beat. I keep getting beat. And I go back and I play the first race again. And I handily just destroy everybody. I'm like, all right, what the hell is going on here? And pretty much they have it money locked. You can't beat the second race without buying it.
What? Heck no. Nope.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nope, done with that.
Yeah, you guys didn't get to hear the joyous expletives that came out of CJ's mouth that day. He was pissed.
I can only imagine.
Screw you guys.
That's a guilty pleasure of mine. I really, really, really like kart games. Not big on racing. Realistic racing is not for me. But you give me a good, you know, Mario Kart, you know, the Sonic All-Star or Sega All-Star Racers I really liked. And I'm like, all right,
so
cool.
As long as you can ride on a rainbow road.
Yes. Speaking of rainbow road, let's go ahead and head on out of here.
Let's speed out of here like it's the last course.
Yes, it is.
Oh, we can't speed out here
like the
yet.
Final lap. Come on now. You
we
didn't
can't
want to
speed
say
out yet,
lap.
CJ.
Oh?
We have one more thing that we need to do.
What's that?
The other key.
It's at the very end.
No, we can go ahead and do that now.
Do we want to let people, enter first?
Yeah,
enter.
Yeah, let's go ahead
enter,
and
then
enter.
Do it.
All right, again, I'm going to do this again. You guys have 30 seconds from now. Right now. To follow twitch.tv/geekioshow. Follow that. You cannot win if you do not follow us. You have 30 seconds. And at that point, I will go ahead and release the hashtag that you're going to need to type in the chat. And at that point, you will be automatically entered. And after we are done with everything, and right before we head out of here, I will go ahead and draw the name of who's going to win. So you have 10 seconds.
30 seconds. Go, 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 go. Sorry.
5 seconds.
Go, go. You know you want to. What?
You know
Time's
you
up.
Want to.
Well, right. I think
time
there's like a
10
to 30 second lag too, so give them
so
a minute.
Time is up. The chat phrase this time is hashtag geekio. So this way it doesn't confuse the bot. Use hashtag geekio. By the time we are done with our spiel, I will draw a name. If you do not enter, you cannot win. You can follow. You can follow us. Oh wait, no, Raul, anything you want to pimp?
Not really. Just hit the site, look at articles, listen to this podcast. Nothing much.
Which
and that
you have
site
to listen
is
to the podcast to hear
geek-io.com.
Yes. Yes, it's geek-io.com.
Indeed. We are at twitter.com/geekioshow, facebook.com/geekioshow, google.com/plusgeek-io. Our site, again, is geek-io.com. You can find show notes, episodes, everything that you could ever possibly want. Including a pony.
Ever.
There.
Whoa. Including
I want a
ponies.
Pony!
Aww. I want a little pony, though. I want my own little pony.
You want your
you
little pony.
And you can email the show at feedback@geek-io.com. Rachel!
Next week, we have the one and only Dills! The host of The Incidents and the Angry Chicken.
What?
And she ignored the rest of the thing that's in there. It's our last episode of 2013. We're actually doing the best of 2013 episode next week. It is our last episode of 2013.
I don't want to be reminded it's the last episode of 2013.
I know.
Yes, you do.
That makes me sad. 2015
just start?
A whole new year with whole new things.
That makes me sad.
All kinds of boats.
Be excited. It's 2014. Let's do this.
It's a new.
No, because it makes me feel old, damn it.
Well,
too old
this
for
year.
Shit.
This year,
We are currently surveying our listeners to learn more about you. Please take a few minutes to visit our website and click on the survey link found in the show notes for each and every episode. Thanks, guys! Yay!
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 I do my Muppet voice!
Nice. Well done.
This is week number 6 of our Geek.io Winter Movie Smackdown. Frozen is finishing its run tomorrow, so go see it tonight. speaking of tomorrow, The Hobbit, the most dynamic changing, the most dynamic combination of movies is coming out tomorrow.
Hell yeah!
The Hobbit, the nerdy geeky goodness, Smaug, and a Medea Christmas are coming out tomorrow.
It's a true definition of a SmackDown.
Yeah. Like
a Hobbit v. Christmas. Bring it on. Well, Hobbit v. Medea, really.
Yeah, Hobbit v. Medea. Hobbit me v. Medina.
Oh, Jesus. Did you really just have to go there, CJ?
Yes.
that just happened.
Oh, finish him.
Sure. Why not?
And the leaderboard as it stands. Sakani at $17.5 million. Rachel at $8.3 million. And Jared Budlong at $2.46 million.
I'm at least in the top three. I'll take it.
Like, at least I'm on the leaderboard.
That's so sad.
At least I'm on the board.
That's so sad.
But I was like, yay, I'm here. I
had what I thought was my moneymaker already there and gone, so on that.
Aww,
it'll be
all right.
Long. It'll be okay.
Aww, poor Ender.
I know.
Yeah, Ender got ended way too soon.
Right.
He committed Xenocide for...
Oh, Xen and...
Ender. Oh, yeah.
Spoiler.
Sorry, I pressed a button.
Oh, so you pressed a button that you shouldn't have. Okay.
CJ, what else is going on?
What are you doing?
I'm trying to add my own line.
Come on, guys. Don't show note over each other.
Editing the doc live.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
You're
supposed to be reading.
We are confusing you.
Someone talk.
Coming up this
AJ, what's going on?
Are on CKO. Terrible Tuesday Movie Night watches Red Dawn remake from last year, and it has
bits and boobs.
Yes, bits and boobs. We Comics on the Go premiered this week. I covered Kick-Ass and DC's low budget movies. Dale and I talked Orange the New Black, How It Stacks Ranks, Classic, Doctor Who, Disney Geek.io talks Holidays at Walt Disney World, and of course Frozen, and a little bit of the very odd casting for Rapunzel on Once Upon a Time.
Still not sure I'm okay with that, but we'll see what happens.
Well, you can see what happens to us if you donate to the show. Do you think we can sound or look better? Go on over to geek-io.com/tipjar to donate some of that much-needed geek love to the show. If you donate $5 or more to the cause, we can give you a shout-out and read anything you want us to read at the top of the show. It helps give a plug to you, or if you just want to be silly, it keeps the lights on here at the show. And I can't read. Yay!
Also buys me a mic that won't die mid-show.
Yes.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure any amount of money will make us look better, but we can definitely sound better. We can be heard on Stitcher Radio, as well as iTunes. Be sure to give us an honest review, and we'll gladly read it on the show.
I feel bad that Azumita has to...
Sexy Nacho still our dearest friend right now?
They are.
And I feel bad that Azumita has to follow my girly Rachel impersonation. I feel bad.
It doesn't bother me at all.
No.
There you go.
All right, I think it's that time that everyone's been waiting for.
And find out who is winning the second Hearthstone key.
No, you drum roll.
Don't you do that after?
One. The winner is Rudy 20.
Woo!
He just beat out Rudy 19.
Yeah. Sorry, Rudy 19. Rudy 21, you are not good enough.
Neither is Rudy 21.
Is the winner.
Rudy 21 is just not good enough.
Rudy 20, check your messages here in just a second. You will have a key and my username. You have 20 minutes to cash this in, and I will post it to Twitter. Just a heads up on that.
If you don't, 20. If you don't cash it in 20 minutes,
you get nothing. You lose.
You lose. You have 20 minutes, and then I'm going to give it to Azevedo, who will hate me for life because he won't be able to stop playing Hearthstone.
It's addicting.
Nice.
It really is.
Is it like the cracks?
And the cocaine? It's almost like the cracks.
The cracks. You got a hold of the wrong stuff.
Sorry. Throwback. Throwback to 2004 with the leprechaun in Mobile. Sorry.
Wow, flashback. Jeez.
Yep. No, sorry, Crichton. You're right. You're right. It was technically Crichton. My bad.
I mean, that's Mobile County, so I guess you're not.
I didn't specify, so that works for me.
There you go.
Rudy 20, you now have a key in your messages. I mean, we're going to try and find more stuff.
That's not a euphemism, by the way. Not a euphemism. You don't have a key in your message.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm going to turn off Nightbot so he doesn't tell people wrong information.
Nightbot is telling lies. There are no more keys.
Nightbot said something dirty to me.
Oh.
I need an adult.
Is,
shut up, Nightbot. I know it.
Is Nightbot trolling?
Yes.
Yes, Nightbot.
Okay,
is
we're giving away two keys. Keep stay tuned.
I just tried to get more people to listen. Thank you, Nightbot. You have served your purpose well.
You paid for yourself. You thing.
You bought.
I paid Nightbot more than I pay the rest of you people.
Fucker.
Ah, so that's where all the profits are going.
Right.
Yes. See how it is.
Every bit of it goes to Nightbot.
Keep using this. You keep using this word. CJ. I don't think you know what it means. profits.
All right, guys.
Inconceivable.
Anything else for you guys or the chat room before we head on out of here? Chat room, this is your chance to say anything, and we will read it on the air.
As we wait 30 seconds. I've got a 6-second little thing I said I would play, so here.
Thank you for listening. Geek out. But you geek in and geek out.
Yes.
If you can't handle that cuteness.
There is something seriously wrong with you. So nothing from the chat, huh? Okay.
Yes.
There's something serious.
You lost out.
There's something...
that would have been the perfect time for Azevedo to combat with cuteness and play Katie being all... Or not Katie. Bella being Katie's adorable too, but not quite as cute as Bella. Sorry.
Oh.
I think we're out.
I don't know what to say to that.
Wait, I got it.
Nothing.
Can we harmonize?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, you found it.
There you go.
All right. I think we're done.
We got to combine. Combine that with Geek.io. Combine both of them. Go. Vito, go.
Thank you for listening. Geek.io. But you geek in and geek out.
There we go.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yes.
Nailed it.
Nailed
hey,
it.
Hey, CJ. You don't still happen to have our kids with the... The one for Vito, do you?
The French.
Not really.
Yes.
Oh, look at that.
Oh,
wait.
No, it's definitely not French. I hate the French.
I don't hate the French.
Wrong one. Sorry, wrong one. That's so good. That's too good. All right. I think that's...
So, apparently, Yuchi brought Rudy into the chat, and Rudy won, and Yuchi won.
Nice.
I did not do that intentionally.
Oh, wow.
Aw.
Oops.
I feel sorry for Sky 40. Don't worry, I don't have it either, Sky 40. Or
yeah, I don't have it either.
Sorry, bud. You had a 1 in 3 chance and a 1 in 6 chance of winning. Sorry.
If we get another, we can try again.
It's such a shame that CJ didn't put a key in your box. I'm sorry.
Yes, indeed. Sky 40, I'll tell you what, since you've been here since the beginning, I will post both keys to you to give you some kind of cock tease if either one of them didn't use them.
There you go.
So in a half hour, you will have two inert keys in your box.
And your prize is a worthless email. Like,
congratulations. Just congratulations. So you know they're real. Just to rub
okay,
some
seriously, CJ, you're going after Idina Menzel. You're flying to New York. Now you're putting inert keys in other people's boxes. I'm done.
And with that, I think it's time.
I think we're done.
How long to push a button?
We're done. We're out of here.
I'm not going to push a button.
You have been listening to a part of the Geek.io Podcast Network.
Loud noises!
Copyright 2013.
Visit us at geek-io.com for all of our great shows.
The pressure is building slowly, inexorably inside me. Oh my.
Just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for you. Go figure out how it works.
I want to get out of here. I want to leave this